Welcome to episode 12 of Bibliotech, the podcast about emerging technologies for academics. This podcast is brought to you by University Affairs Magazine. My name is Rochelle Mazar, and I'm an emerging technologies librarian at the University of Toronto, Mississauga. Every month, you can listen in as I talk about what's new in technology and what we as academics should be paying attention to. It's hard to keep up with all the new software, tools, and gadgets. That's where I come in. Does the very mention of Wikipedia make you cringe? In this episode, I reveal the truth behind some common misconceptions about Wikipedia and discuss why and how you can embrace it in the classroom. The academic world has a love-hate relationship with Wikipedia. Faculty everywhere tell students not to use it. Librarians use it as an example of the antithesis of a good source. It breaks all of our rules. It can be edited by anyone with an internet connection. No one has to use their real name, or have an accredited degree, or submit their work to an editor before it's published on the site. Wikipedia is a free-for-all, where entertainers closely monitor their entries for anything vaguely unflattering, fans write reams of detail about monosodium glutamate and Doctor Who characters, and truth can be constructed by any group of people with no qualifications or experience whatsoever. Wikipedia could be a disaster, but, oddly enough, it's not. It's actually pretty accurate most of the time, about most topics. That's why we all use it, even as we discourage students from doing so. It's useful in the way that encyclopedias usually are, as a starting place, as a way to get a quick reminder about a detail or summary of an issue. It's at least as accurate as other encyclopedias, and usually more accurate. If a major figure dies, their Wikipedia entry is edited by someone, somewhere, instantly. If academia were invented today, with the internet in full swing and all manner of technologies at our fingertips, I like to think that peer review would work a bit like Wikipedia does. Many people have grave misconceptions about Wikipedia. Wikipedia isn't just a series of articles showing only the most recent changes. That's just the most obvious part. Underneath that, if you look, Wikipedia also contains the complete history of each article it contains, from the very first words to the most recent changes. You can see how each article has grown over time, what elements have changed, and even which details were clearly controversial and caused back-and-forth edits and revisions. You can even see what conversations went on, or continue to go on, around them. You can see how the editors discuss what should and shouldn't be there, and why. You can see suggestions, ideas, and arguments about the articles, current and over time. It's not just an easily editable encyclopedia that's very easy to deface. It's a large series of documents with a full, revisitable history and discussion attached. Every argument, every comma, every idea is fully documented. If tools like MediaWiki had been available at the dawn of academia, I imagine peer review would be a rather different beast today. With flexibility like this, we could publish everything, restrict nothing, and just wait and see what remains after the crowds of interested parties with knowledge and good arguments have their way with it. It would be immediate, with a really lush and vibrant discussion and argument in all disciplines, on every subject. There would be no need to wait for the next issue of a journal, or pass the bar of three or four scholars with biases in an area who happen to review for a particular publication. The whole of the field would see what you're thinking, what you're working on, what your evidence is, and let the debates begin. May the best argument with the best cited evidence win. That's what happens with Wikipedia. It's a constantly moving target that's always being peer-reviewed, forever. It doesn't need to rely on reputations or claim degrees or tenure status or schedules. Articles are published as they're finished, and everyone's edits, generally, are treated with the same kind of scrutiny. Nothing is ever lost. People can't use their reputations to win an argument. Only the facts win. Citations are everything. Isn't that healthy? Isn't that how peer review should work? Using all the tools at our disposal, focusing on evidence, the rules of the publication, and good arguments instead of status or perceived quality of the editorial board or the whims of one particular reviewer. Rather than the antithesis of an academic source, Wikipedia can be seen as an example of a lightning speed peer review process, a process that's sped up and made available to everyone and anyone to critique and participate. And it really is available to everyone. For large swaths of the population for whom a web browser is easier to access than a library full of expensive resources, Wikipedia is one of the few sources of information available. And shouldn't we make sure it's the best resource it can be? When people tell me that they saw something inaccurate on Wikipedia and scoff about how poor a source it is, I have to ask them, why didn't you fix it? Isn't that our role in society, those of us with access to good information and the time to consider it? Isn't it our role to help improve the level of knowledge and understanding in our communities? Making sure Wikipedia is accurate when we have the chance to is one small, easy way to contribute. If you see an error, you can fix it. That's how Wikipedia works. These are some of the reasons why Wikipedia makes a really great assignment for class, if you're looking for something interesting and different to do. You have to be right when you're editing Wikipedia, and you have to be careful and precise with your sources. There are consequences to making mistakes in Wikipedia that are beyond just getting a poorer grade. Students get immediate feedback from strangers when they don't follow the rules. There are very few articles that someone isn't watching closely. When a student starts to edit a page, an editor who's interested in that subject gets an email to come check it out. If they add something inaccurate or clumsy just to get a bonus point, an editor will revert their edits and explain why they did so. Someone who isn't you. Wikipedia is a living, breathing set of resources that talk back. Because Wikipedia tracks every change you make to it, you can see exactly what students do there, even if it's reverted or changed by someone else immediately. You can see the kinds of questions they ask, issues they raise, and typos they fix. Suddenly, doing good research and adding citations to facts and figures that need support has actual, real-world meaning for students in a context they understand. I've helped out with several Wikipedia editing assignments for classes, from upper-year courses writing articles from scratch to first-year students finding typos and adding citations. It was the first time I've ever encountered a student who genuinely wanted to know the difference between a tertiary and a secondary source, and as a librarian, I found that pretty exciting. Wikipedia takes academic rigor and applies it to something fun, live, and interesting to just about everyone. We can talk about citations until we're blue in the face, but when finding the right source and constructing a citation according to the rules lets you keep your edit live in Wikipedia, students are far more interested in those details. In my experience, students like the idea of their coursework being meaningful in a different realm, of making an impact on the world. They like the idea that they're making the world a better place. Using what they're learning in your class to help make Wikipedia a better resource is a surprisingly motivating assignment. Students can't always make the connection between what they're learning and how the rest of their lives work. Once you include something like editing Wikipedia as part of your coursework, they make that connection. Knowledge work, even a first-year undergraduate's, results in better information for everyone. What happens in universities impacts the rest of the world, and assignments like this help students to see how that happens. They can use their privileged access to you, your lectures, and to the university libraries to actually produce a free and open-source encyclopedia they, and everyone they know, can use even after they graduate. There is a growing interest in experiential and service learning, and I would argue that the small act of editing Wikipedia qualifies as both. That's it for this episode. Do you use Wikipedia in your classroom? Let me know by posting a comment at the bottom of this podcast page at universityaffairs.ca. Until next time, I'm Rochelle Mazar. Thank you.
Thank you.